Okay, here's the deal. Resident Evil Apocalypse takes off from where the first film ended. The Umbrella Corporation has reopened the Hive, and now zombies are running amok in Raccoon City. You'll notice this isn't a cerebral arthouse film. At first, I thought this film was going to deteriorate into a standard zombie flick, but there's enough going on to avoid a rehash of Dawn of the Dead. Oh, the film is not without its fault. The characters make plenty of stupid horror movie mistakes, but what do you expect? The ending is a bit confusing, setting up for another sequel, but at least you get to see Mia Jovovich in skimpy outfits. If you're a longtime horror fan, you're definitely going to find something to love in Resident Evil Apocalypse. If not, find a better way to spend 2 hours. Resident Evil gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.